USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump on Saturday was in Northern California to see firsthand the grief and devastation from the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century. Authorities confirmed at least 71 people are dead, and many people are still missing as they had to evacuate their home. Members of a migrant caravan are starting to meet some local resistance as they continue to arrive by the hundreds in the Mexican border town of Tijuana. A group of residents clashed with the migrants that were camped out near the U.S. border fence. U.S. Customs and Border Protection Director of Field Operations Pete Flores joins Fox News to make some sense of this.
The community in Mexico, is, in particular Tijuana, is worried about the actions being taken by the caravan. What that action then translates to in regards to what we're prepared to do on our borders, in between the ports and at the ports, to ensure that the safety of our border and not be overrun by any masses coming at us.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
Jennie-O Turkey is recalling more than 91,000 pounds of raw turkey in an ongoing salmonella outbreak. So far, this outbreak has resulted in one death and 164 illnesses in 35 states. The products being recalled include one-pound packages of raw ground turkey that were sold nationwide and had a use-by date of October 1st or 2nd. Dr. Colin Bassler is with the CDC. He explains some of the symptoms you might see from salmonella poisoning.
Most people get sick between 12 and 72 hours after coming into contact with salmonella bacteria. Most people will get diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and a fever.
Dr. Bassler also says,
we really want to make sure that people are washing their hands after handling raw turkey, making sure that people are cooking turkey to an internal temperature of 165 degrees. If you cook turkey to the internal temperature of 165 degrees, this strain of salmonella should die.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As many people reflect on the 2018 midterm elections, it gives both sides an opportunity to look at what went right and what went wrong. I had a chance to chat with Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana, and one of the things I asked him was some of the things that both parties can learn from the election.
I think you need to look in the mirror when you have a defeat like we did and first acknowledge, yeah, we lost the majority, and it's something that we want to learn how to get it back and how to go and re-earn the trust of those voters who left our party and voted for Democrats. We're not doing a good enough job as conservatives of letting people know what we stand for and what our conservative principles really are and how they're going to help hardworking families who are just trying to get ahead and struggling in a tough environment. So we need to look in the mirror and figure out all those things. Where did we do things that we got to do better? Did Democrats raise tremendous amounts of money, way more than a lot of our candidates? In these races we lost, they had this program called Act Blue, which helped a lot of low-end donors direct money, you know, straight into the campaign coffers of their challengers. We need an answer to that on the Republican side. We're actually working on that already and working on some of the other things we need to do better to earn the trust of the American voters who left us this time around and get that back and regain the majority in 2020.
The congressman also has a book out titled Back in the Game, One Gunman, Countless Heroes, and the Fight for My Life. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.